Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 25th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about milimil and fuel price increases.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And we're also on the internet. You can visit www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, visit www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, visit www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the economic situation in Zimbabwe as prices of basic commodities go up.
The Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe has announced new retail prices of milimil following government's move to remove subsidies on grains. A 10-kilogram bag of roller mill now costs $101.66.
At the same time, the Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority also announced fuel price increases today. A liter of diesel now costs $17.90, while a liter of petrol is selling at $17.14. The energy entity says the increases were caused by the current interbank rates.
And some Zimbabweans say they are now struggling to make ends meet due to the steep increase in prices of basic commodities.
In another development, Vice President Constantino Chiwenga arrived in Zimbabwe in a chartered Chinese plane on Saturday and was received at the Robert Mugabe Airport by his relatives and a senior Chinese official working in Harare. He was airlifted to China in July while in a critical condition. His sickness has not been made public.
And today marks the start of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, an annual international campaign designed to map strategies on the prevention and elimination of violence against women and girls. The theme this year is Orange the World. Generation equality stands against rape.
Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And Gibbs, going back to the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, our youth show tomorrow will actually be speaking about this in depth. So please join us tomorrow again. Of course, don't leave this platform. Join us today. But be prepared to hear Mike Hove, who will be hosting the youth show, talking about the 16 days of gender-based violence and what it means for the youth. Gibbs.
Yebambe mahlaba zulu ngathi labelikhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba esijeneyo namhlanje uhlelo lwe Live Talk sikhuluma ngentengo yempahla engani yakhuphuka izinsuku zonke kodwa sikubonayo namhlanje ukuthi ke intengo yempupu isikhuphukile sibili 10 kilogram ye roller mill isi $101.66 kanye kuyafika sibili isitolo lapha lokhu ke kwenziwe ukuthi iZimbabwe Grain Millers Association ithi uhulumende sekhiphe lokho usekela phela intengo okuthiwa ngama-subsidies nxa kuthengwa impuphu umumbu. So ngakho-ke uthi-ke nxa sokunjalo kutho ukuthi phela sokukhuphuka le ntengo yempuphu. So ake lisitshele ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala khona ngapho esitolo. Khanya kuningi sibili le ntengo yamafutha ezimota layo ikhuphukile. Siyabona i-diesel, sibone le petrolo lakho kukhuphuke sibili okumangalisayo. So ke siphinde sikhulume ngolunye udaba siyakhumbula ukuthi u-Vice President uConstantino Chiwenga wayethwalelwe kwele China lapho ke afika ayilatshwa khona kuthatha isikhathi eside sibili ekhona ngale 4 months elalisiwe khona ngale kodwa kukhanya bamelaphile sibili ubonakale thutsha khona ngale ke international airport eHarare engani ngumuntu o-GS sibili ukuthi nxa umkhangele uqine isaka. So ke abanye bathi kukhanya ngazani kodwa kungani kukhona ukutshaya amanzi amnyama kungani ngasadlelani kangako lo mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kodwa sibabonile phela baphuma kumabona kude bekholisa behleka besenza konke ke okuthiyeneyo soke sifuna ukuthi lingene sokela lingakhonoko bese kuya ke insuku ze 16 days of activism esigasa namhlanje lesi sikhathi sokuthi ukukhankaselwe phela ukuthi kungahlukuluzwa abantu bese abesifazana lamantombazana soke silethemba lokuthi liyalwazi dasazi isikhathi lesinxa kusenziwa umkhankaso lokhu lowo liyawazi ukuthi kumele lenzeni soke ngenani kuhlelo kolo manje esiqoqeni zulukandaba kunjalo ke mavulas
aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nhasi tine gango shange tiri kutarisa pano palive talk nyaya yekukwira kwemitengo kwechikafu uyezve kukwira kwemitengo kwemafuta tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare takaona kupera kwevhiki iro rino mutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga vachisvika ivo munyika toda kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu titarira zvakare kuti nhasi ndokutanga kwemazuva 16 days of activism against gender-based violence chirongwa chinorangarira iyo kuchunguruzwa nyanya kwemadzimai nevanasikana uyezve titange tiri kutarisa kuti imi munoona sei izvi saka pindai muchirongwa mutipowo pfungwa dzenyu gidi
yes labantu asebengenile khonapha ke kufacebook yethu yesindebele voa ndebele ningakhohlwa ukuthi kule voa studio 7 kuzobuya ivoa ishona sokubuya phela ekazulu ivoa ndebele so ke nxa sigangela khonapho kulo Norman Ngwenya uthi amatshono dube singazi ukuthi njani khona ngapho ke mfowethu umsunduzwa ndlovu layo uthi sitshona njani basakazi sitshone kahle sibili mfowethu singazi wena lapho khona ngapho yes siyabona liyangena sibili sicela ukuthi nxa libuya khonapha litsho phela ukuthi lokho esikhuluma ngakho likubona njani khonapho kulabantu yini marvelous
hayi wapha napha tikutiona tine vazhinji vari pano pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA shona tina top fan wedu Adriani Munyaradzi Quinte arikuti good evening aiwa toti good evening kwamuriwo kuno achiri masikati zvavo kuno ku Washington i 5 minutes past 1 masikati McDonald Maregeza arikuti ndiri kuno ku Cape Town tinokuchingamidza ive ku Cape Town Elton Mafarari kwa arikuti maswera sei ku aiwa taswera zvakanaka David Dube arikuti good evening pachirongwa aiwa good evening kwamuriwo Hanzi na Gabriel Paradzai inini I'm watching you live from Chipinge. I want okanyi kwangu makadi kuchipinge uko. Joseph Rasha yanzi good evening. I'm watching you from Limpopo. Munyaradzi Midzi yanzi tinokumbira vachiwenga vaite correction pane zvavakaita 2017 ndokutaura kuri kuita Munyaradzi Midzi abva ati ndifonereiwo ndiri pano pa Joburg. Alfred Makota yanzi good evening. I'm watching you from London. I want tipei number dzenyu. Makaisa makode numbers enyu kuitira kuti kufonerei. Tafara Pekeche arikuti makadiwo zvenyu kwamuri ikoko aiwa kuno tiri wadi tine top fan yedu disciple Gilson Madanire arikuti hanzi rikangei gango racho tione sister Marvelous aiwa nhasi tiri kukanga pano gango iroro nhasi ndezvakawanda zvatichange tiri kukanga mugango umu asi Busiso Farananda arikuti I'm watching you from Johannesburg hanzi kutochare Renius hanzi tiripo pachirongwa top fan yedu Tanaka siwawa hanzi sister Mavi kuri seiko ikoko kuno kuri kutonhora asi pano pa program pari kupisa saka pindai muchirongwa monyora zvakare namba dzenyu makaisa ma code numbers enyu dzvanyai zvakare pakanzi share kuitira tione takawanda gibs
yes our first guest Marvelous is Bulisani Ncube is a businessman based in Bulawayo but right now he's traveling he's in Johannesburg South Africa Mr. Ncube welcome to the program
welcome Mr. Dube
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Yes, thank you so much. You are a businessman and you are saying all this that is happening in Zimbabwe. Fuel price increases, now basic commodities are also having this kind of knock-on effect. So at the end of the day, what is going on in Zimbabwe in terms of these price increases? Are you there, Mr. Ncube? It seems as if we lost him.
I think we've lost Mr. Ncube, but we will try to get him. Tombo chingamidza sisi chipo Juliet Dube wari kuti tatomirira gango aiwa pindai mugango tiri kufraya tiri panapa. Tanaka Siwawa ari kuti vachiwenga may take advantage of the situation and emerge the survivor once again ndokuona kwaari kuita. Musa Wenkos ari kuti good evening, I'm watching you from Cape Town. We tipro gosavanhu hanzi nhasi ndine Sister Marv pachirongwa aiwa tinovara pano pachirongwa ndechenyu uyezve tipei nhamba muchiisa zvakare nemacode numbers enyu maichivakire vari kuti I'm watching you from Bristol Ronald Hans Muriseko, sister, uko watching you, ndiri kuno kuDurban, and ndiri kunzwa Gibbs, but I think your guest is back on the line. You can go ahead and take them.
Yes, Mr. Ngube, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yes, so what I was saying is that, you know, there are these price increases. You know, we talk of fuel, we are talking of, you know, millimil, and all these kind of things. And according to the Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe, you know, there is this subsidy that was removed by the government, you know, in terms of buying grain. So at the end of the day, they are saying the prices of, you know, millimil are going up. So what really is going on?
You see, the problem in Zimbabwe, Mr. Dube, is a complicated problem.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that the economy is in a bad state. And when the economy is in a bad state, the drivers of the economy, which is the government, are equally not willing to take the appropriate steps to correct the situation. Your first challenge is that, unfortunately, as a country, you cannot stand up and say I doubt, but there are very few what you can call business persons in the manner you know in America. When you're talking of a business person in America, you're talking of an ethical person, an entrepreneur, who is there. But in Zimbabwe, we no longer have business persons. But because the country has been converted into a country of rent seekers and other arbitrageurs. Everybody, once you are in that situation, you've got a serious problem. And our situation is developed by the government, which is not also correcting certain things which are fundamental to be corrected in terms of the economy. This issue of trying to use the Zim dollar or the bond will not work. We now need to take a bold decision. Yes, I agree they should not use the US dollar as a bad currency.
Mm-hmm.
But they should use the rand. That's basically the decision. So that when it then becomes necessary to say, why are you increasing your prices in rand terms? What is it which has happened?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a million dollar question which you need to do. Because what has been basically happening is that people have been fixing their prices using the US dollar terms. But if you check the black market, the US dollar, I think, has been stable. The bond to the US dollar has been stable for the last 2 weeks or so. And the million dollar question is, what is it which is causing price increases today?
Mm-hmm.
What is causing price increases today is that we are now a country of rent seekers and other arbitrageurs.
So, Senator, you go to Pakolomoti, Avantu, Ba Pongwens and Jay, Masayanaj, Aksahan Chang and Fanny.
Yes.
Yes,
no, you're saying yes. We have got a government which is not doing things right. We then have the people who are not helping it. Oh, when we think this person is a business person, you are not talking of a really business person, but you are talking of a rent seeker rather than a business person. I doubt if you can call certain business persons who are quoted as business persons. Because they are into everything. You find somebody is into fuel, he is into agriculture, he is into this, and all these things which he is in involve foreign currency, his fingers or his footprints are seen in all other dirty stuff.
Yeah, can you stay on the line? We are going to come back to you. I guess you've got someone on the line.
Hello, caller. Hello. Hello, caller. Hello, Vasanya Mbure. Hey, talk to Chingamiza Ipachirongwa.
Yeah, no, Chingamiza
Ipachirongwa. Hey, Taure, you Motaura Kwamuri.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Dai mai wanamkana kutaura navo vatungamiri ava maiti chi kwavari makatarira mamiri akaita zvinhu sekutaura kwamuri kuita
ini benge wanamkana wokumbotaura navo sevatungamiri varipo benge wachangu dai vagona kumbotaurirana vane mwoyo wekurangarira vanhu vari kuzasizi nokuti ivo ndikatarisa kana vakarwara vanobuda kunze tindorakakuita zvikurewo nekuti vane mari zvino isu kana tikarwara vazhinji hama dzedu dziri kungopera kufa dziri ino munyika yedu yezimbabwe saka dai ndaimbowana mukana ndaimboti hazviri nani kuti kana makoniwa mumbopawo yechidii vachine ropa rakanaka sina torohwa nemasanitenzi kunyika dziri kunze vanokwanisa kuti even vachida kutsvaga dzimwe nyika dziri kudyidzana nazvo havasati vava nemhosva dzinovatevera saka dei vagona kumboitawo state down ine timu inowani ine ropa rakanaka richinge kureti vasati vava nezvipomerwa vambopindawo vambotungamirirawo dzimwe nyika dzinenge dzichidawo kuzoinvesta munyika medu dzinotanga kuona kuti hapava neine leadership inowani isina zvipomerwa saka ndonzira bezi yekuti nyika yedu iyenderere mberi ndonzira bezi yekuti nyika yedu ibude mumadhaka mairi ezilongu tachingwana neleadership iripo iyi handioni mainvestors achiuya munyika medu saka dei tiri kuti vambonzwisisawo vaita hama inonzwa tsisi kuti dei dziri hama dzedu dziri kutambudzika taidya sei regai timbosuburuka vambopinda mumwe munhu ambofamba nenyika achienda mberi nekuti chitarisa vachanyika vachiri neropa rakanaka havasati vane zvipomerwa kunyika dziri kure ndikatarisa 2008 takaita government of national unity hapana kupera mwezi vanhu vanga vava kutotenga kana chiri chingwa chaaa kuti padhola unogona kutotenga chingwa zvinhu zvanga zvatonaka nezvisati watombopera saka tozvidzisa kuti vachiri neropa rakanaka havasati vava nezvipomerwa saka ivavo vakapinda vachamisa kana vachida havo ivo vaingobatana navo kana vasingati kudzakadyai vavachiita hurumende yomubatanidzo kuti vambopinza opposition iyi vaoisa mapawazi makuru nyika yedu imboenda mberi
aiwa
izvozvi tine vana vari kutanga kuenda kuchikoro vana ivavo vari kukurira munhamo zvichinzi tatouraya even 2 or 3 magenerations kubva paasia ichizvipinda mberi saka ndinonzwa tsukukanga ikatarisa ichinge chani vana vedu hatine chidii kuti vachazovei isu tatokura amna 33 years kati tingodzungaira tinongoti tamboenda kuzambia wadzoka waenda kusouth africa wadzoka itoro kuti nyika macho hamurarami tisiti vana vacho kuti havagoni kurarama kana ivo wopinda mhani mhani chaizvozvo saka dai nyika yedu yamboitawo zvakanaka vakuru vedu vanokwizira kuti
aiwa tinokutendai hazvadzi tinokutendai chaizvo muve nezuva rakanaka babai
ndinotenda chaizvo ndipindawo musurongwa muve nezuva rakanaka nokutikwidzirawo nekutipa mukana wokuti titaurewo mashoko dzakasununguka saizvozvi ndinotenda
aiwa babai Gibbs.
We've got Perisipo on the line. Baba Perisipo, kunjani?
Ndiphilile nkosi, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu ye. Nanko kuyenzakala eZimbabwe, siyakubona kunenga kakhulu. Kunye kwangkhona impuphu phela intengo yangkhona sikhuphukile 10 kg zethenga $101.66. Kuzobuya ke amafutha epetulo lawo ngazala ukukhuphuka okumangalisayo. Kambe kwenzakalani lezweni futhi?
Kukhona vele i-problem ekhona elizweni. Ilizwe alimanga kahle. Inkinga ekhoyo yikuba grade enye into. Yikuba grade ngoba nxa ngithi ngiyabheka loba nje ukhulunywa la ngama-sanction ngambondi ma mina ningasanishina ngemali yami engilayo ebhenki lapho kumbe ngiyibeke kuphi. Asho ukuthi imali ingaphakamisa ilizwe leyo. Ilizwe linemali yayo eliyenzayo lona ngokwa iyafi leyo mali. Ikuba crazy nje abantu abayilo abasezikhundleni badlala ngabantu, kudlala ngabantu lo.
Pho manje kulungiswa njani
bhekisi? Kulungiswa njani? Yiko kumele bazikhulule bona, kumele bakhululwe mbani kahle. Kumele bazikhulule bona abantu baseZimbabwe. Akuyena uphuthi sambodo ozakushaya kusasa. Ukuthi hayi ngiyaxolisa akulandaba sesizozwana. Sasa beyakushaye futhi. Uzikhulule wena, ngomfakile lapho uyakushaya. Khulule wena.
So kuyo phambili pho kumele kwenzweni.
Angithi bayayilubona udubo. Avoid it.
Njani?
But ma udubo lolo kubona wena luyakujabulisa. Carry on, ulujwayele. But ma ubona this thing is bad. Angiyithandi into le, stop it. Angeke ukuthi ubone imoto yakhe ivuza ipetrol ube ulokhu uhamba ngayo ivuza ipetrol. You have to block that with petrol in a bayathaba abantu babhekile why lokhu lobuswa ngumuntu obatshaya babhekile bakujabulela ukushaya konke lokho yibo babafaka lapho you have to stop them
how
yibo kumele bazikhiphe enkingeni abantu basekhaya abazikhiphe enkingeni well kuzokuya ukuthi ngithole ukuthi kuthiwa abantu sekumele uwazi ukuthi nxa uzothenga izinto from outside the country imali uyithethe uphukuphuku lo umbala obuza la abantu ukuthi ozobuza abantu ukuthi imali uyithethe uphukuphuku lo angazi ukuthi lalo lokuqhasha abantu abayiphukuphuku kangakukuthatha
hayi siyabonga
ukuthi ekhaya kukho bani abantu basemazweni badinga imali and then they can buy stuff from outside the country ukwenzela ukuthi abantu basekhaya baphile uzobuza nje ukuthi imali uyithethe khona uwazi abantu babalekile ngenxa yombuzo wakho ongekho muhle
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mfethu. Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu mfethu. Sibongile ungadinga kusasa, eh?
All right.
Yeah, thank you so much papa. So, according to Bhekisi, people have to free themselves from any kind of oppression that they are facing and it's only themselves that can do that. Nobody else, yeah. So, kumbe sibuyele kubaba uBulisani Ncube. Ngamafutshane baba uBulisani Ncube. Nxa ukhangele sibili wena ngwakho. Ukhona ukwenzakala eZimbabwe ungubusinessman ungusomabhizinisi sibili owaziwayo pho lina likubamba njani khonoko
indaba le inzima kithi ngoba ukuqala ngithe kuwe aba uminista wezomnotho uyakwazi ukumele kwenzakale ukwazi kuhle mhlophe abantu laba bokuhulumende bakwazi kuhle mhlophe kumele kwenzakale abangakufuniyo yikuthi kulento zabo abazaziyo abazibona nxa kunje so labantu babo bayabhenefitha kodwa ukuthi bangayenza umnotho welizwe bengenza izinto eziright eziqondisa umnotho welizwe konke kuzandula ngoba okokuqala mina ngithi kuwe sibe lesibonelo sisuka ngo-2009 ngesikhathi se-inclusive government bekule themba kuyo yonke indawo ye-economy kuma-business ama-business abe lethemba yokuthi hayi la ubusenza iplan ukuthi ngifuna ukukhula ngibe ngaka ngiyele ngoba izinto zonke bezistebhu ngenxa ye-dollar yokusetshenziswa kwe-US dollar but ngenxa umuntu ohlakaniphileyo uyananzelela futhi uminisa abayilahla ngokuthi behlule ukunanzela ukuthi naye kuhle sibili US dollar isistabilayizile siyenzeni kodwa kuqhubeka kusiya phambili kuzaba nzima ukuthi ilizwe lisebenzise US dollar ngoba US dollar ngingalinanzelela US dollar legolide izinto ezimbili ezaziwayo emhlabeni ezokugcina ivalu awuinvesta you either invest in gold kumbe in US dollar so ubususithi wena ilizwe elizama ukuqacama ngisebenzisa i-US dollar kunzima so yikade ngikutho ukuthi ukade kumele kwenzakale yikuthi nga uminister of finance ulahlele khatshana ngwazoza isovele ithi kuve kuyini wavuma wathi a-a ngasisebenziseni irand as the best currency. Konke khonoku okuza kuthi kuthi kulowo othengisa ulutho lakhe ethola amarandi ule confidence ngerandi o kuthi kuma
I think we have lost him there, but all what you're saying is that, you know, the best option out here is to use the rand.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, this bond issue and, you know, all these other TGSs and, you know, they don't work. So he says it's better for Zimbabwe to adopt the rand. But we still remember when the president said it was difficult to adopt the rand because mm-hmm. of certain conditions. So maybe he may be talking about it, but, you know, Zimbabwe has gone past through that. And they are saying they can't adopt the rand at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tukunzwa munyarikani wedu varipano vanqube vari kuti ivo maybe kumboshandisa mari yekunze yemarand kungabatsire asi tina vaclive machekano vari kuti please call me vari pa Zimbabwe apo musi wenkosi ari kuti Zimbabwe ichasunungurwa urini tatambura isu. Vamaridza vari kuti watching you from Bulawayo vari pa Facebook page yedu VOA Shona tinokuchingamidzai uyezve tinoti kana muine number dzamuda kuti kufonerei tipei number makaisa zvakare ma code numbers enyu top 10 yedu Boaz Jaya Gurans everything zvinoomesera vari kumaruwa hanzi zviri kuitika munyika vari kunyanyoomerwa vanhu vari kumaruwa Gordon Harineki ari kuti watching you from Zim. Aiwa pindai muchirongwa mutiudzo kuti muri papi pacho kuZimbabwe tikukwazisei mai chivakiri hanzi that's very true caller ndofunga vari kuwirirana nezvanga zviri kutaurwa nacaller anga ari pano Kules Mutandwa hanzi good evening my sister Ash saka Christmas toidya nei nyika iri kurasika mudondo I don't think our country ichashanduka sedzimwe nyika ndokutaura kwavari kuita Dine Chivurugwi ari kuti VOA you are live and clear kwandiri kunoko Disciple Gilson Badani raiti ichokwadi here kuti Zimbabwe yavambirwa rimwe bato rinonzi MDC Zimbabwe Party. Aiwa kana tazvinzwa tine kuti tawana verification tichadzoka kwamuri tichitaura Cosmas Masuka ari kuti ndiri kukuonai ndiri kuno ku Cape Town. Samson Madzura ari kuti makadiva shamarari I'm watching you from Bethel in Mpumalanga ku South Africa zvinorwadza nguva yatava yaoma iyi. Alois Mujingi, adapter, and I'm watching you. I am here in Western Cape.
Now, marvelous, we've got another guest, and this is Mr. Pilif Kaole of ZANU-PF. Hey, Mr. Kaole, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. What's happening in Zimbabwe? Today, there is an announcement that the price of Millimil has gone up. At the same time, there's another announcement. The price of fuel has gone up. I think people are waiting for other announcements concerning price increases. You are a businessman yourself, Mr. Kaole, and you are seeing things going this way. Is the country failing to do what is right?
Actually, what I can say is that this is bad for our people and bad for our country, but what I can tell you is that the government is working their night to fix some of these things. But at the same time, there are some people who would want to see the government failing in delivering whatever the government is supposed to its people. What I can tell you is that there are saboteurs all over the show who are doing all of these dirty things to make sure that they, at the end of the day, they label our government is a failure. This is exactly what is happening.
But at the end of the day, it seems as if the government is really failing. I mean, when you look at the inflation rate, that is the month-on-month inflation rate is very high. When you look at the prices of fuel are being increased every week, so which means there's something terribly wrong, Mr. Kaole. Don't you think so?
I don't think so, and I beg to differ with you, my brother Gibbs, because remember what the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning said some time back, that we have been going through these austerity measures that were put in place by the government for austerity for prosperity. And now that the government is now rounding off this austerity measure program, then now we are going to witness some changes. And this is exactly where we are right now.
Yeah, kodwa siyabona ukuthi abantu bathi ngasibili bagawule nxa sikhuluma iqiniso sibili abantu bathi akuhambi kahle singazila ukuthi esitolo sakho uthengisa njani impahla njengoba siyakwazitela mhla kukhuphukile lokhu kusasa kuyakhuphuka lokhuyana njalo kuningi izinto ezikhuphuka zisuku zonke abantu bayajinga babagawule akubaphendule sibili ukuthi kanti kuhamba njani
umumo lo Gibbs ngani ukuthi ngikhulume iqiniso mina wethu mubi kakhulu kumabhizinisi ebantwini ikakhulu ebantwini Gibbs ngoba into esiyikhangelileyo ukuthi ethebulini yomuntu wonke kube nesitshwala kube nokudla emulini zonke kodwa sekukhona kathesi Gibbs akunanto ebuhlungu njengokuthi abantu beqine besehlile kuthenga isitshwala nje sona sodwa lokho ayinto ebuhlungu kakhulu njalo into esingayikhangelelanga leyo njengesizwe ukuthi sifike khonapho kulelo banga kodwa lapho esesifike khona Gibbs kumbula phela ama austerity measures engikhuluma ngawo ukuthi umthuli wakhuluma upresident sale khuluma ethi madoda lapho siya khona kuzaba nzima kakhulu kumele sibophene amabhurugu sibophene izisu sibe ngabantu basenhlani iqiniso lelo kodwa phambili ngale nto zizavuleka zibe ngcono kodwa ngingazi kumbe sesinqanikelelwa futhi njalo yizithi nase sithombulula uhlelo lokuthi kube ngcono sesiphuma kuma austerity measures la kube nobunye ububi futhi esizahlangana lawo singazi khonapho kodwa sinethemba ukuthi izinto athethi zizathombuluka ngemva kokuba lobunzima obukhulu kangaka kube ngcono ngoba isandla sokwehlulekisa sikhona kakhulu uhulumende amele sikhangele kakhulu asimise kakhulu ukuthi asishuse isandla lesi
ye sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana sokuthiwa silomlaleli ecingweni wathi sezuthi silobani ye mfowethu kunjani esicingweni khonapho halo baba
yebo
kunjani baba
Ngiyaphila unjani?
Ngiyaphila, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma lo Mandla.
Ye, Mandla, akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Uyabona into eyenzakala eZimbabwe angazi ukuthi singathi ihamba njani, but mina ngombono wami ngibona ukuthi ukukhuphuka kwezinto lokhu obviously kwenziwa ngabantu abakuhulumende ngabomo because ungakhangela I think 99% yabantu abakuhulumende bonke they are owning businesses so abantu abanjalo what do you expect ukuthi bangakhuluma towards ama price increases they cannot say anything because they are benefiting a lot ungakhangela ama garage abantu abanengi abakuhulumende ba own ama garage that's why petrol ikhuphuka day and night abacho next into bay discussa e parliament ba discussa because these are the issues they should be discussing e parliament yabo but they are not discussing anything into zikhuphuka day and night awukazi ubazwe bekhuluma bethi bona bephuma nje from nowhere be address lokhu zene umphakathi ukuthi isituation imi kanje abakwenzi lokhu siloku sizwa same people bona labo gawule nabo lokhu zene ukuthi ngobani labo ochuma in company abantu thina why lingakaze li invite ama ministers are responsible ngalawo ma departments okule problem khona bazozikhulumela bona batshela abantu ukuthi what's going on, what are they doing to address that problem. Always we are hearing two same people every time. I don't think ukuthi bona bona labo gawule and so forth, they know everything about all departments. Yabo?
Yeah, kodwa siyake sizama ukuthi sibabize ukuthi babuye, kodwa babuyi. So ke sicina sithola bolaba nje.
Angithi babaleka khona lokho, ukungabuyi kwabo kukhomba khona lokho ukuthi babaleka khona lokho ukuthi abayazi into abazayitshela umphakathi. Ithi ukuthi ba innocent into ziyenzakala labo bengakwazi ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani. They should be coming forward and explain, but the reason why they are not coming forward is because they know what's going on. They are not telling the truth.
Thank you so much Mandla.
Abakhuluma iqiniso labantu konke ama prizes wonke la khuphuka yonke inxeka inxaki yenzakalayo they are behind it and then they turn around try to blame somebody else. Umsebenzi wabo yini kokona lapha ku government babengastopi zonke lezi zinto lezi. What are they doing day in day out?
Siyakuzwa kakhulu Mandla ungatshela kusasa mfowethu. Thank you so much. He says it all, you know, in English. Yeah.
Aiwa, tininge tine miyarikani wedu aripano vata wanda zokora vebatsore MDC vanova chairman muno mu America. Makadiva zokora tokuchingamidza ipachirongwa.
Makadi tete Marvelous, makadi muri ye Zimbabwe yakateerera.
Aiwaisu kunotiri wadi tukona vashinji bari kuchema chema nyanya panyaya ye kukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu. Taona ve Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe nasi vachiti ivo vabvisirwa masubsidies nehurumende uyezve mafuta akwira. Imi sebato reMDC munoti nezviri kuitika izvi munyika pari zvino?
Inonzi nzara takarima kutambura kwega kwega. Tine dambudziko muZimbabwe rekuti tine musangano unonzi ZANU PF shasha yekuriga maelections. Asi tatinozongoona tati fambei fambei pamberi apo ndechekuti kana wakwanisa kuriga maelections hazvizokwanisiki kuti urige economy. Ndo zviri kuitika kuZANU PF izvozvi kuratidza kuti havasiriwo vatungamiriri venyika vanofanira kunge varipo. Nyika iri kuramba ivo vatadza kana kuisumudza nyika yacho, saka ndopatiri iko zvino izvi. Nyaya yatinogara tichingotaura iyoyo yekuti kana munyika musingazikanwa kunzi ari kutonga ndiani, vari kutonga vacho vasina kuiswa nevanhu, vasiri vatungamiri vakaiswa nevanhu, iye hatinoti vanenge vasina legitimacy, zvinonetsa kuti mugadzirisike zvinhu. Zvinonetsa kuti vanhu vanoda kuti vauye kuzainvesta vauye, nekuti vanenge vasinganzwisisi, munenge muine nyonga nyonga. Ivo vacho veZANU PF vacho kana aresa Munangagwa hatorina clue kuti nyika iyoyi achaigadzirisa sei. Ari kungopupurika, ari kungoenda chete. Saka ndopatiri ipapo tofanira kuti tigadzirise nyaya yelegitimacy ndokuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi.
If you can say the same thing in English, Mr. Jokora, before we take Mr. Gaule to respond to what you have just said in terms of pricing in Zimbabwe right now.
Yeah, that's what we have in Zimbabwe. We have a political party called ZANU-PF that is an expert in rigging elections. They've been rigging elections since 2002. And since that time, our country has been going down. And it has always suffered, you know, from a crisis of legitimacy. And that crisis that hounded Robert Mugabe is haunting Emmerson Mnangagwa again. If there is no legitimacy in a country, it means even the investors, the people who want to come and invest, they are not sure whether they should come or not, because there is always chaos in that country. People are always demonstrating. People are always complaining and threatening to remove the government. So that doesn't give, you know, confidence to the investors. It also doesn't give confidence to the people in Zimbabwe themselves. So we always have the problems that we are having. As it is, ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa are showing that they are clueless as to the problems that are happening in Zimbabwe. They have no solution at all. The solution that we have, that we need, and that must be done in Zimbabwe, is for Emmerson Mnangagwa to realize that he cannot be the leader of Zimbabwe, and he cannot ignore Nelson Chamisa, the legitimate president of Zimbabwe, the person who was voted by more than 2.6 million. So that's where we need to start.
Please hold on. We have a caller, and then we'll come to Mr. Gaule to respond. Hello, caller.
Kazwaite Smavi.
Ehe, makadi, kwa tukutora na nuye zwemri kupi?
Murukutora na Elfa, chigusha, nrimuno mumimpopo, mumukopani, mumushono, mumushate.
Ehe, taurite nzwi.
Right, ndinoda kutangira pamusi wa 13 March 2018 ndakapinda mubudawo andrum ground ndakatangotipfuura ipanasi kudai ndinobata tarisa nebillboard hombe renge rakanzi Munangagwa for president. Makore esaya ndaimbonzwa zvimudzi Munangagwa Munangagwa ndichandambomuone. Right, takati kutarisana manziviso kudai zvimwe ndaakunzi for president. Ozvacho ndakaona ndakasiririswa chero chezvo, kusiririswa chero chezvo kuti zvitonga nemurume waarida kuita seiwo. Murume ari empty, haana zvaangagona kuzviita pabasa raariro haarigoni, amwe mabasa pamwe. Zvechokwadi ndonhamo yatiinayo. Hapana chingatombobude ipapo. And ipapo pandakapinda musi womusi wa13 ipapo, ndakandichitarisa wanhu mbuna wayo gutira ndakakurira kudai izvi. Munhu wese ari kurwadziwa, ndakatoona kurwadziwa kwemunhu kunyorwa mumiri torendawa. Ini ndine chido chekuona a football player, utility player achifamba uku kwa president uku, ndichatoona kuti mutambi webhora. Zvechokwadi kana ukamubvunza, anenge ari mutambi webhora. Ndosaka ndakagona kuona mukuru uyu kuti zvechokwadi murume ari kutanga zvinhu zvaasingagoni uyu. Ndopatiri nhasi, ndosaka tiri patiri ipo panapa. Kungosawo simba, asi basa usina macredentials naro, uchinyatsoziva kuti handina.
Kola tumbo kubata ipa pukuta ati vumire kuti vanhu tinyomba nepa program ndekuti tuuye muchitipawo zvinobatsira kuti nyika ienderere mberi uye zvechitaura henyu muchidimbu tibva tapa vagaule vatauro pamusoro pane zvamatauro.
Sesimazi, handina mbuya ndakapfeka gumbe zvere kunyomba. Ndikutaura chokwadi riri chokwadi nendava pana patoda kutaura chokwadi sechokwadi. Ndozviripo. Zvinotaura kuti vagaure izvozvo vachingogara vachiti hai kudzadunga kudzadunga yei kudzadunga kudzadunga. Kana iye chaizvo chaizvo mumwe wemari chaizvo chaizvo anzi kuti hapana zviripo. Iwana gaure footprint yekuti chaizvo chaizvo vanhu 40 years vari ipapo footprint yekuti munhu akamboitiko from 1980 to now haipo. Ndaizogoneka sei kuti muZimbabwe ino akawanda kudaro zvovhotera munhu asina kana mafootprints. Zvinhu zviri siko zvakaita saizvo zvizvi. Izvi zvinotaurwa nababa nana gaure izvi. Ndezvekumbodzvinyirira vawanhu. Babo Gaure intoenza here yekunyenderera vantu ende iqiniso yalazi zvere kuti yakukuruma manga manje tina sarani tiri kwedlula lina silizwa ngokukhuluma kwenu ukuti abantu vakabuda kuzvoda nikezani mutsvawi namaelectionsi dara ndokukuruma manga ari kurikuruma nangu mudhibhara wokuruma kuti kuona bese kuona namhlanje yiripakation yekuponisa kuti maelections arigwa but manje abantu variga maelections avakwanisi kuti venariga economy because it's not like that kufuneka iconfidence. Into yenza ukuthi igovernment le ingabi neconfidence wena Gaule. Abantu bengabi neconfidence to this government. Nikuthi abayivotelanga abayifuni. Bekala mabona manje lapha kokusenziwa ama-graduation lapha nathi lapha. Most of those staff members they didn't go there like they went to Mugabe. Hapana zvizvonzo sophistication hapana kana chii. Vanhu wese wakawenda murume uyayo. Ruzhinji rwevanhu ngatirege kuti vanhu wese. But majority rules ndopari kufamba zvinhu zviri wrong. Hapana confidence kubanking sector. Hapana confidence kugovernment. Hapana confidence. As long as pasina confidence kubanking sector nekugovernment hapana chinombofamba.
Aiwa tinotenda kola regai tichipinza vagaule sezvo manyatsotaura navo mataura nerurimi rwamai mukapinda nechidhevere kuti vanyatsonzwa vagaule mupindiro zvataurwa nakola uyezve zvataurwa navadzokora nekuti taona pane mazwi anga ari kushandiswa aya mazwi eMDC avari kutaurwa kuti ivo havasi kufara nezvakabuda musarudzo nezvimwe zvakadaro pindirai tinzwi.
Yes, ndiri kudzinza kuti vapedza kutaura vakatsamwa sitereki ndavoona vana vari kutuka vari kutikirira vachiita zvese zvese but haiwa hazvina kunaka toda kuti titange nekurespekta vatereri vana vezimbabwe vakaterera maprograms akadai kuti vawane information kuti vadzidze zvakawanda kuti chii zviri kuitika izvo zvakanaka chaizvo but zvavari kuita izvo zvokumbotafura musarudzo. As a country now, we are now moving forward as Zimbabwe, as a family together, together as a family. If Zimbabwe was a company, we all as Zimbabweans have equal shares, equal share in this company, which is called Zimbabwe, our country. Mwari akatipa nyika iyi, ari anakutipa nyika ari kuti nyika iyi. Vakapa vanhu vezimbabwe kuti nyika iyi ndeyevana vezimbabwe kuti ndeyevana vezanupf nevana vemdc kuti vanhu uya all zimbabwe tiri vanhu mhambe chete zvatinoda kutarisa ndezvokuti toita sei kuti nyika ivi indire mberi kuti tishande tese semhuri imwe chete kusina politics dzinopindira tapfuura kune politics papa kati tiita maelection tichisarudza hurumende tikapfuura ipapo ngatibatanei tiinde mberi kana kune zvimwe zvisina kugadzirisika zvinoti tichagadzira mberi tichiinda mberi but hatidi kuti vamwe vedu vanofarira kuti vaone vanhu vandichitambura kuri vozopinda muutongi nokutambura kwevanhu kuti vanhu vatamburisise kuti vatambure vazotambura vazotambira vazopedzira voratidzira vofara nazvo izvozvo hazvina kunaka. Zvakanaka ndezvokuti nyika ndeyedu chete tatimatanei tigadzirisa tipane nemapfungwa iwe wataura kuti iwe une pfungwa dzinopfuura vamwe ndiyo zvakanaka izvozvo kana une pfungwa dzinopfuura vamwe tinozvifarira izvozvo huye nepfungwa dzako tivake nyika yezimbabwe nyika yezimbabwe vana vezimbabwe ngatichenderei tichengetedzei runyararo runyararo ndivo vakakosha hakuna nyika inobudirira isina runyararo vanhu ngavawirirani tiwirirani tigare pasi semazimbabwe tapfuura kusarudzo hatidi kudzokorora tichidzokorora he maelections akaribwa he maelections so even kuamerica uko ngati they even when Trump, when Clinton, Democrats, Republicans, but by Papo, they are now together, they are working together. But it's just up on your eyes. Isusu kiri vanhu vasingadzidzi kuti as Africans tatina kusvika kwekuti unobvuma kuti haiwa maelections apfuura Africa nyika yedu ichabudirira kana tasvika kuti tizive kuti maelections apfuura even kana usina zvimwe zvinhu zvisina kufamba musho uchizviona kana tasvika ipapo congratulations comrade president. President, titungamirire tiende kumberi, tiende kumberi. President Mnangagwa, haisi president weZANU-PF. President wenyika yeZimbabwe, wemwana wana weZimbabwe, Zimbabwe yose as a country, yakatarisira kuti vaMnangagwa vadilive.
Mr.
Gaule, economic and anger collapse. It is so as Zimbabwe. That we hope by Sira Night, setting by sending people in support, killing the sabotage. Sabotage, you are command of Tengis and Nika. What a shatter.
Mr. Kaule, we hear you really. So, but I think you heard Mr. Tsokola saying, you know, the president does not have a clue together with some ZANU-PF people in running the country, and secondly, that is just illegitimate. He was not duly elected, and at the same time, he says there was a lot of election rigging. So we know that after the elections, the matter was taken to court, and you know the court made its own declaration. So you know the MDC still insists up to today that you know your government is illegitimate. Your government actually rigged elections. And all these kind of things, and you don't have a clue of running a country. Can you react to what Mr. Zokora is saying there?
To me, this is not coming as a surprise. This is coming from the MDC guys. Because in their group, they have lawyers. I don't know how they interpret the laws of the country. That we are over now with the elections and the court, the constitutional court of the country rules on that matter. And why are they taking us back? Even then, the rule of law that they are singing about every day, they are always singing and dancing about the rule of law, but they are failing to interpret the people that the rule of law, of this rule of law that they are always talking about. But to me, it's not coming as a surprise. You can see how they do their things in their party. That is why there is commotion in their party. That is why they are always cry foul in their party. Even then, ZANU-PF is now winning all these primary by-elections that are going on, that have been held in the past. Because we are sleeping, these people. They are fast asleep. And this is a wake-up call to them to say, wake up, you people, you are dreaming, you are daydreaming. And they are daydreaming. And this is exactly what they did. I remember this chaos that was there when Tsvangirai passed on. You can imagine that how they conducted their business. Even then, it's a shame to these people, to this kind of people.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Kaule. Thank you so much. Sizokutaki ubaba ubulisani ngobe, usaphendukile. Usomabhizimusi. Baba Ncube, ucingo lwakho kade luquntekile. So ke akutsho ke ngamafitshane ukuthi going forward, what should Zimbabwe do? You know, we are looking at these price increases. We are looking at this so-called chaos that is in the country, according to the MTC. But according to ZANU-PF, things are moving in the right direction. So what is the way forward?
All right. Okay. Our politicians, especially our ruling party, I think that what you could know me finish. The political party, even the motor is in the noise among the citizens. Javi taken at the Maria. So, over and then in the top in this life, which is the Chinese or maybe the black market is used with the US dollar in the black market. Is a foot as in the 10 is an appeal is motor, Zabani Mariama elections. We saw sons, Maggie, who would get a lot of money for our limits, who would win my elections. ngiba lahla libathini ngoba izani ayinishini abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi kathi imali bayithatha ngaphi yokuthenga izimota eziningi ezidlula ama-ambulance athiwa nguhulumende. So okokuqala nje ikhulu yethu futhi ilunge kumele siqalile sibe ngabantu ababusa ilizwe aba-honest abazimiseleli ukuthi ilizwe leli lilungiswe ngoba ilizwe leli ngalingeke liqede i-6 months nxa uvele ufuna ukuthi ulilungise ngokuthi kwenze izinto eziqondileyo. Okunye ongeke kubalekile yikuthi ukuthi laba bazomba ngazo bakhulumisane bethi bangakhulumisana kutholakale indlela yokuya phambili yokusebenza sonke abantu bezimbabwe baseyithula bakwazi kuhle mhlophe ukuthi kuthe ngesikhathi se-inclusive government labakhonithela amabandleni boswazwe-ke ayephilisana afoma uhulumende oyedwa abambisana labakhona ithemba khathesi lokhu ukuthi kuphele nangawina ama-election lo malaba wakutho ukuthi ngawina ama-election akusinene akukhulumiswane phakathi kwamabandla lawa iZANU-P F le-NDC and ungakhulunyiswana ubangiswane
kusetshesukuze
abezomnotho omthuli bayakwazi okugodle ngoba umthuli yena ngokwakhe engakabe ngu-minister of finance wayekhulume ne-bond not wathi i-bond not galiphumeli ngoba i-put it this way bond not is bad money. Bad money chases away good money. Nginamangalo ukuthi wasetshintsha nini ukuthi ibone nokuthi ayitshintshe ayibone i-good money ingaba yimali yelihle angikwazi ukuwatshintsha
nini. Yes, ukubamba umlomo.
Yes,
ukubamba umlomo khonapho ngoba silobaba usecingweni plus futhi silobaba uzokhola. So what Mr. Bursani Ncube is saying is that most of these politicians, they lie a lot. You know, he says he has seen that people in ZANU-PF lack some kind of leadership. So he says, what is needed in Zimbabwe are talks. You know, if the MDC and ZANU-PF sit down and discuss issues affecting Zimbabwe, maybe there is hope for the future. So he made a reference to the unity, inclusive government. He says there was hope at that time, and Zimbabweans remember that kind of a situation. So he says, go for that, and maybe things will work. And he says, the bond note, he was quoting what Mr. Mthuli Ncube said at one stage. When he said, I quote, bond note, the bond note is bad money, and bad money chases away good money. So he says, when did it change? That kind of
interesting, and we've got the two parties here, but before we give a chance to both the MDC and ZANU-PF, we will take a caller. Hello, caller. Oh. Hello, Vakaunda.
Hello, hello. I'm going to tell you something.
I'm
going to tell
you something.
All right, I mean, I'm right.
Yeah, so akutsho baba Vakaunda, ukututa walelo ubona njani? 1.5 minutes siya kunika khona phola abantu abaningi sifuna ukungena okuhlela. Ubona njani lokho?
Yeah, but all right. Nanga nje bendoke ngizama ukungena okuhlela ngingaluza izulu belilinengi kakhulu impani bese ngena asikho sasizwanga kahle. La ungakho ukuthi ngibizela kona phela ngena lesemini.
Yes, sikhuluma ngakhonokho ke imtengo yempahla etshiyeneyo ukuthi iyakhuphuka mahlayana impuphu kuze buya la mafutha ezimoto. So ke iphosa lakho khonapho.
Alright, hayi vele mina ngibona kusazokhwela lapha nje sisesekudlula ngaye ngakukhuluma laphana ngesikhathi ipetroli $7 what ngathi vele isazodlula ku-$15 isazodlula ku-$20 isazofika kuma-$70 something khonale konke nje njalo nje izimpuphu kodwa mina konke lokhu ngikubona ku-right ngoba vele yikho kuzenza ukuthi umnakakuvale impandla lakhe liphume masinya njalo kubuya kutshengisa nje ukuthi vele kabafanile. I-government yeZimbabwe konke nje ama-department vele ase-very polluted vele imele isilizwe nje i-government yala njenge-Iraq nje uyazi i-America yakalusi i-Iraq yabulala nje i-government yonke yakhona yonke yalungiswa kuhle vele into sokufuneka nje kwenzekala ngale Zimbabwe. naye vele iNDC ayilandenga engayenzi very polluted abantu abavele bevele bavela khona ngale kuzani wazi ukuhlangahlangana nengcabangcoza nje angena labo nampo bebodwa benza besikilwa futhi avela kula nto i-right ukuthi nje i-government ezimazivelihlezi njengoye-Iraq i-America yalungisa i-Iraq naye i-Iraq manje ngapesi i-right nje yintimi lenziwe ezimbabwe kuphela.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Kaunda, ungadinwa lokusasa mfowethu.
Hayi, ngiyabonga.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Kaunda, he says, you know, maybe these price increases will force ZANU-PF to abandon power. So he says this is a good way, according to him. He says, you know, when there are these increases every day, the party will throw in the towel.
Mm. So interesting take there. Yeah. Segregation, boenda kunawa zokora. VMDC vari muno mo America tinzwe kwa muri manzwa zvazviri kutaurwa nevamukola vati kutaurirana dzimwe dzenguva ndiko kungaunze shanduko munoona seizvi.
This is what we have said as MDC that we need to have a dialogue, a genuine dialogue in our country. President Tamisa has always been talking about dialogue. In fact, he is the one who started the idea of dialogue and then Mnangagwa took it over. But then we want a genuine dialogue, that is underwritten by a neutral guarantor. This is what we have always said. But Mnangagwa wants to be the player and the referee at the same time. So MDC is open to dialogue. We are not holding the country at ransom by refusing to have talks. It is Mnangagwa who is refusing to have a genuine dialogue. So in that case, it means our country is never going to move forward. I'm surprised and shocked when I hear Mr. Gaule saying we should move forward. We are not moving forward as a country, and our country will never move forward. It's only a few people in ZANU-PF whose lives and lifestyles and livelihoods are moving forward. Those who are close to ZANU-PF and those in ZANU-PF and the relatives of the people in ZANU-PF. Those are the people who are living well in Zimbabwe.
Asika vagaulika vajokora regai ndipindire ipapo kuti vamwe vari kuti tinonzwa vamunangagwa vachitoda kutaurirana, tinonzwa vachamisa vachiti toda kutaurirana, sei vaviri havasiri kugona kuti vangogara pasi vataurirane sezviri kudiwa nevanhu munyika.
Panotauriranwa titemavheras panofanira kunge paine munhu anenge aripo pamusoro watinoti neutral guarantor. Ndopari kuramba vaZANU-PF. ZANU-PF inoda kuti vanhu vayo vauye kuzoita ma guarantors of those talks. Saka isi tiri kuti ngakuuye mumwe munhu anobva kune dzimwe nyika ouya wotigarisa pasi tochinyatsotaurirana zvakanaka naka, kwete kuti iwewe ndio urimo muring, ndio uri kurwa wakuda kurefura futi, hazvinyatsoiti zvakanaka. And then toona nyaya yekuti nyika yacho sei isiri kuenderera mberi, sei isiri kuchinja. Tiri kuona kuti vamunangagwa, sekutaura kwaita mumwe mutauri, vamunangagwa vanonyepa.
Chirege ndikubate muromo ipapo tachinzwa, nekuti nguva yedu tasarwa ne 1 minute I think, kuti tiite zviri seti pakure zviri senga, tipewo vagaule mukana wekuti vapindure zvamataura tozodzoka kwamuri. Vagaule, pindurei tinzwa.
Yes, but what I can say is that President Mnangagwa, as the president of Zimbabwe, opened up for dialogue, and that one is not a secret even then. We all know that. And yes, Mnangagwa is on record emphasizing the need for the political parties to come together and chart the way forward for our country. But I don't know whether these guys maybe have got good reasons why they are not joining the other political. Maybe they feel they are big brothers even then. They are a big brother to these other political parties. But the thing is, the problem that we have in this country is the type of opposition that we have at the
Mr. Gawuli, I think our time is also not on our side. Gibbs, I don't know if you've got something to ask him before we
Right, so we go. Your last word, Mr. Vulisani Ngobe, your last word. 10 seconds.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, your last word, 10 seconds.
Yes, but look, we are simply saying
going forward, the only way is the political dialogue. That is the solution.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Vusani Ncube. That was Mr. Vusani Ncube. Thanks also to Mr. Wanda Sokora and Mr. Philip Gaule. Sending off his gifts to me in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mtlanganya, who is saying, let's meet again on Let's Talk. Ngati Kurukurai Mangwana. Msakangane Shakare, the youth show, where they'll be talking about 16 days of activism against gender-based violence tomorrow.